I'm so happy now to welcome back to the program Xenia Victor and Galen Duke. They are founders and directors of the Bali Art Project. They are, as of last year, living treasures in the city of Santa Fe. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to be here always.
And Blythe Maunders is here. She was a student in the Bali Art Project trip last year. Welcome.
Thank you.
So the Bali Art Project, remind those listeners who have heard or those who don't know yet what it's all about.
Sometimes I think everyone in Santa Fe knows, but 13 years ago we started taking high school juniors to Bali for a month of June. We take kids that haven't traveled and wouldn't have the opportunity to. We've traveled a lot ourselves and noticed that young Americans weren't out looking at the world anymore. They were just going to college and trying to get ahead here. So this was a project to get them out, get them introduced to the world and wanting more.
Get them in their backpacks, get them to get passports,
that's
get them
right,
to learn how to pack a suitcase.
Or a day backpack.
In the case of Bali, get them to learn how to bargain.
Right, very important.
And things like that. So you take young people to Bali. Was this, Blythe, your first trip outside of the United States?
Yes, it had actually been my first time ever on a plane. I'd traveled around the U.S., but I'd never gone out of the country, and it was so exciting and refreshing and just amazing.
What were some of your favorite parts of it?
Oh, God, where to start? The food was just absolutely amazing. The people, just their attitude about life in general and the way they just put a smile on their faces and faced each day with happiness and thankfulness, it reminds you to just be thankful to be alive and realize that life is a beautiful thing that we need to appreciate.
It's extraordinary how much cultural differences affect just the way you go about your day.
Yes, it is. When I came back, I just had a different view on things. I looked at the world around me differently. Just from being in that different country for that short amount of time.
Now, why is it called the Bali Art Project? Tell us about the art aspect of it.
Because while they're in Bali, they all study with master art teachers. We study painting, dance, two types of musical instruments, and puppet making, shadow puppet making. The Balinese art is all based on their spiritual life. It's all offerings to the gods. So they're teaching their own children all the time, and therefore they're marvelous teachers. We sit in awe of what good teachers they are.
And so students take classes, and they also get to travel around and see the sights and all of that. Now, you take, a dozen people? No,
eight students every year.
And they are chosen by the previous set
That's
of
right.
students.
Blythe and her group chose this year's group, and they did a good job. We have another wonderful group of 8 years. There are 4 boys, 4 girls. We always try to get from different schools. This year they represent 5 schools.
And in the Santa Fe area.
They have to be from the Santa Fe area because we do about 10 orientation sessions.
And they even learn a little bit of the Indonesian language.
Yes. And how to behave in another culture and what to be aware of. And
right. Now, you are having an art sale this coming weekend. Is that correct?
That's right. It's Sunday.
This Sunday, day after tomorrow.
From noon to 5 at our home. There'll be the artwork of the students and many people who have donated things to the project. So artwork of other people and arts and crafts. And we have a few things to auction off, like restaurant tickets and hotel.
Buffalo Thunder rooms and things like that.
Buffalo Thunder room, you know, nice. Martine, you know.
And so students are also participating in fundraising for the trip.
Oh, absolutely. They've written a lovely letter, sent it out to all the people they know. We've taken a photo of them. And they do a logo, they do a letter. They do a lot in fundraising.
And they do the fundraising because they are actually all, the trip is paid for once they're selected.
Right. We have to raise the money. First we choose them and then we all together raise the money.
But no one is responsible to raise their own fare. It's just as a group we do it very successfully so far.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you guys been doing this?
This is our 13th year.
This is your 13th
year. And we have Bali kids all over the world doing marvelous things.
So what happens is, and because you've been doing it for so long, you know this, that once the kids come back, they become pretty much to the last one world travelers.
Right, right. At least interested. If they don't travel, they're interested. And they're all taking things like the environment, law, you know, I mean.
They're taking on world issues.
World issues, right. Yeah. It's really impressive. We get letters from all over. It's marvelous what they're doing.
And it's amazing to be able to see people who were high school juniors 10, 12, 13 years ago and see what they're doing with their lives now.
Yeah, some of the first ones are 30 now, so it's quite amazing.
Very interesting. Well, the Bali Art Project is on the web at baliartproject.org. You can also reach them by email at baliartproject@earthlink.net. And if you have any questions, you can call here in the 505 area code 988-7209. The Bali Art Project 13th Annual Art Show is this Sunday from 12 to 5.
If they need directions also, we can give it to them.
If you need directions, you can call. Senior Victor, Galen Duke, and Blythe Maunders, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Shirley.